Alison Thompson, and welcome to Conversations with Authors. My guest today is motivational hypnotherapist Nicola Menage. Nicola is fascinated by the way people use language, and in 2014 she published her book Mind Your Language, 7 Steps to Success Through Word Power. The book took her 3 years to research and write, and in our conversation she tells me about the challenges involved with writing a book over such a long period of time. She also has an interesting technique to ensure your book is written in your own voice. Good afternoon, Nicola. How are you?
I'm extremely well, Alison, and thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you.
Oh, you too, you too. So I'm really looking forward to hearing all about your writing career. So what inspired you to write your book?
I think what inspired me is I've been writing blogs and articles on and off for years. I've been working as a motivational hypnotherapist for the last 11 years now. And the book is such a simple message. And It's all about, shall I tell you what the book's about?
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the simple thing about the book is it's about words, the words that we use, how we reinforce how we feel and how other people perceive us through those words and how it affects our subconscious. So it's such a simple message that through the work I've been doing with my clients for the last 10, 11 years, I've seen it works. By just changing some of our limiting language, it changes people's behaviour, how they perceive themselves so quickly. And I just felt I have to share this message. It's a simple little book.
So you wrote the book to get the message out there?
I did, because I just think, and it changed my, I know, you know, changed my life. It changed my life very quickly as well, because I used to say sorry a lot, try, me. Very sort of what I would call woolly words, and I said sorry hundreds of times. I was kind of brought up, I tell a little story that I was brought up in a polite family, but the long of the short of it was I lacked a lot of confidence, and as soon as I stopped saying sorry so much and try, I felt my confidence absolutely soar. And I've seen very similar things with other with clients, so I know it works. It's tried and tested.
Yeah, so it sounds like a really good idea for the book, and yeah, you know, well done for having that idea and actually getting on and doing it and getting it out there. So what did you learn during the writing process?
What I learned was do a plan, and I did do a plan, but really I think I could have planned with somebody else, possibly somebody like yourself or another. Somebody that's written a book in the past. So it was about doing a plan, sticking to the plan. And there's also an element about being flexible as well. Being very disciplined on the writing time, because otherwise it can go so quickly. I mean, it took me from beginning to end, it actually took me 3 years. It wasn't like yours, which was like you wrote yours very quickly. And I took 3 weeks out. I was given a nice opportunity in one August to go away and look after someone's house and dogs, which I did. And I did write every morning and some evenings. And then you came back. I came back. Work took over. My kind of personal life kicked into another gear. And I found it quite difficult to get back into the swing of it. So I think it's really important to earmark some time and think this is the time that I'm going to write this book and stick to it. What else did I learn? Oh, yeah, definitely hand it over to a professional as well. Because at the end, you know, there was lots of chunking around with changing the chapters. You know, one can rattle on. You don't even spell things out quite so clearly. So it's very good if you give it to a professional. And they can say, well, actually, what does this mean? What does that mean? And it really finishes the book off very nicely.
Right, yeah, yeah. Anything else along the way?
Along the way? Something, and I really recommend this, was because I'd lost the momentum of the book, you know, from that initial reading, writing it to that last bit, I recorded the book.
Ah, okay.
And it was fantastic because as I'm recording the book, I think, well, I wouldn't say that. That doesn't make sense. That I wouldn't use that language. And so because I now know the book intimately, I've read it out loud, well, about twice, actually. So I'm really comfortable with all the words that I've used. You know, sometimes you can sort of, you can use kind of like poncy language because you think, you know, it's about being very simple. That really did help.
So it literally is your words in the book. It's the way you'd say it. It's the way you tell your clients, yeah.
And I visualise that I've got somebody sitting on a sofa and I'm talking to them to make it really clear and simple.
Yeah, no, that's a really good tip. So write it down, but then read it out loud and make sure that it actually sounds the way that you would say it. Sounds really good.
If you record it, you hear it back. And you think, oh yeah, actually, yeah, I like that. Or no, I don't.
No, it's a good tip, that. So how did you go about publishing the book?
I published it myself. I looked around at various people that publish things for you, but I decided I wanted to publish it myself. And I also, because there's colour in the book, the chapters have got orange pages, like each chapter page, and there's like, I want some of the quotes to really stand out. So I decided not to just go for a black and white version. So it took me quite a long time to find a reasonably priced printer. So that took a while, but you know, I think again, if you just keep going at it, you find what you want in the end. So, I'm really pleased with the end result.
Oh, that's really good. So were there any advantages to managing that publishing process yourself? And were there any disadvantages?
I think for me, it seemed more cost effective. But whether at the end of the day it is by the time you've to and fro'd and spent a lot of time, I don't know whether I'm a bit of a control freak. I might be.
That's the joy of self-publishing, isn't it? That you can do it exactly the way you want it done. Nobody tells you what to do.
I did speak to some people that had... they offered a package and it just seemed so extortionate. And I think in my mind's eye, I didn't expect, this is a terrible thing to say for a motivational hypnotherapist, I didn't expect it to be a bestseller. I just wanted to give it to my clients, and I do quite a lot of public speaking, and it's just that I could share the message. You know, that's the tool that I've kind of, why I wrote the book, really.
So any disadvantages of doing it the way you did?
Yeah, it's a minefield.
Yeah.
But obviously talking to people like yourself and other people that have gone through the process, it really does help. So I would say just talk to lots of people. I did employ various people to help me along the road with different processes. You know, I suppose I project managed it at the end of the day rather than did the book design and the print, you know, the print myself, that kind of thing.
Right, yeah, so take on that role of project manager, but find the people that are experts in it to do it for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my advice, yeah.
So the book came out, was it about June, July 2013?
No, it came out right at the very end of 2013. It came out just in November.
Oh, okay, November. So yeah. what's happened since the book came out?
Oh, it's been lovely. I've been really quite blown away, actually. I had a book launch. I finally got around to doing a book launch in July, and it was a lovely event, lots of publicity, lots of people. And I've been blown away by the feedback, actually. Really nice. So, yeah, and I've sold quite a few copies, and my clientele has gone up. I think people perceive you to have more gravitas, that you know what you're doing.
Definitely. There's something about writing a book that makes you an expert, even if you think you're not an expert, or even if you were an expert, if you are an expert, it just cements it, yeah.
And people say such nice things, like they say things like, oh, your book is my Bible, and I read it every night before I go to bed, and I've read it several times, and I just think, oh, well... You know, isn't that a lovely thing to be able to share to other people?
That's fantastic, that you're making a real difference to people's lives through your book.
Well, as I say, I've been blown away, actually. Yeah.
That's fantastic. So what lessons or tips or advice could you pass along to other aspiring authors who are listening to this and are maybe thinking, well, you know, I've always wanted to write a book. You know, what would you like to say to them?
Yeah, what I would say is be very, very clear on your message. Don't feel that you've got to write a huge, great tome, because actually some of the best books, I think, are the smallest books. Keep it simple, keep it clear, and use all the professionals out there to make it really professional, so that when you launch that book, there aren't spelling mistakes or typos, the format looks good, and you've got a really decent cover. There's, you know, I think it's about getting advice from the professionals, actually, the specialists.
No, that's good advice to pass on. So Mind Your Language is out already. Have you got any writing plans for the future? Are there any more books in there?
Yeah, I do want to write another one, and I'm not quite ready yet to say what it is, because I'm still kind of toying with what it is. And I also feel I ought to just put a bit more attention on the existing book, just to kind of weed it out there a bit more.
But so there's definitely something else will be coming out at some point in time.
Absolutely, yes.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, keep in touch. It'll be lovely to hear what you get up to, and to hear what the next book is, and where this book's taken you as well.
Yeah, lovely, thank you. And in fact, I'm doing a little mini South African tour in November with the book. So I'm going to do some speaking and promoting the book as well. So that's really exciting.
Wow, that's fantastic, yes.
Yeah, really exciting.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Nicola Minaj, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you very much, Alison.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Nicola's book, Mind Your Language, is available from Amazon in paperback and Kindle formats. And you can find out more about Nicola at nicolaminaj.co.uk. That's NicolaMenage, nicolaminaj.co.uk. To hear more conversations with authors, visit www.theproofairy.com/conversations. I'm Alison Thompson, and I'll be back soon with another Conversations with Authors podcast. Bye for now.